If you've been listening to this podcast because you know that you need to get serious about your health, but you've still got a lot of weight to lose, sometimes just the thought of getting started can actually feel pretty scary, especially when you've tried and maybe failed so many things before. And if that's where you're at right now, then I can tell you right now, you will definitely relate to Debbie Mookie's story. And honestly, it might just be the little dose of hope you need to hear right now. Welcome to the Ditch the Carbs podcast, brought to you by Thinlicious. I'm your host, Ruth Sukup, and here we'll talk about everything from the science of weight loss and metabolic flexibility to practical tips for making your health a priority in the midst of a very busy life. It's the perfect blend of insightful education, practical application, and good old-fashioned motivation. So buckle up, friend, because it's about to get real. Hey there, and welcome back to the Ditch the Carbs podcast. If this is your first time listening in, my name is Ruth Sukup, and I am the founder of Thinlicious and the Thin Adapted System, as well as the New York Times bestselling author of 7 books. And while in our Monday episodes, I typically like to take a deep dive into whatever relevant topic is on my mind, whether it's mindset or diving into a particular health topic, or maybe just sharing some of the lessons that I've learned along the way in my own health and weight loss journey. In these special bonus Thursday episodes, as I like to call them, I just love to pull in stories and advice and just hear things from other people's journeys. Because honestly, I think it's all so valuable. And it's also really important to hear a variety of perspectives on this topic because every journey is a little bit different. And so what getting healthy and losing weight looks like for me or has looked like for me might actually look very different for you. But that doesn't mean that we can't learn from each other. And so that's sort of the point of these Thursday episodes is to bring in these other perspectives. And I just have to tell you, I am so excited to share Debbie's story with you today because even though I wasn't the one to do the interview this time around, I did get to spend some awesome quality time with Debbie last month when we were in Miami for our 1-year anniversary essay contest makeover and photo shoot, which was so much fun. If you follow us on Instagram, you probably saw some of the pictures and we'll be sharing more in the future. It was amazing. And let me just tell you, Debbie is amazing and her story is so inspiring. She was actually the first person that we know of in our program to hit the 100-pound weight loss mark. And in the past year, she has not only transformed her health, but really her mindset as well. And it has been such a cool thing to see happen in real time. And I am like so incredibly proud of her. I'm so proud of her for being and so grateful for her to be willing to share her story and just to be so open and honest. And so I will say though, before we dive into Debbie's story, I want to really quickly just tell you that if you are new here, and you want to know and understand more about just what we teach here at Thinlicious, what our Thin Adapted System is all about, then I actually have an amazing gift for you. I've put together a brand new, in-depth, on-demand training video that's called How to Lose Weight and Get Healthy for Life Without Dieting, Drugs, or Making Yourself Miserable. It's a very long but straightforward title. And it basically explains why so much of the standard advice about health and weight loss you've been trying to follow hasn't worked and what you can do instead that actually will work. And I will tell you, it's really eye-opening. And if this is an area of your life that you've been struggling, if that's why you're here and listening to this podcast, it will be super helpful for you. And again, you can watch it absolutely free. It is my gift to you for just being a listener of this podcast. All you have to do to access it is go to thinlicious.com/video. So once again, the URL for that training is thinlicious.com/video. All right, with that out of the way, let's dive in with one of our most inspiring Thinlicious customers yet, Debbie Mookie. Here's what she had to say when she sat down with Finlicious Success Coach Angela Epperson to talk about her journey so far.
Let's get started. So, Debbie, thank you so much for joining us today. We are so excited to hear more about your inspiring journey on our programs. Why don't you introduce yourself to the community?
I'm very happy to be here. My name is Debbie Mookie. I am 55 years old. I'm from Wisconsin. I have probably tried every diet that all of you have tried. I've done many different diets, and obviously they work for a little while, and then you go back to real life, and or you get off track, and the weight comes back plus a few more pounds. And I have been with Thinlicious since day one, and I can't believe how much has changed my life. I have so much to say about it. That's crazy. It's changed my life in so many ways.
I love it. And we're going to talk about all those ways today, right? We're so excited for you to bring your story to us. So you started in the beginning. We were talking about this a minute ago, and we have deemed ourselves, or someone deemed ourselves, the beta babes back in the day. Because any of those of you that are beta members who got in on the reset in the very beginning and then jumped right into TAS following, we call ourselves the beta babes. So it's kind of fun. And Debbie was there right in the beginning. So that's one of my initial questions. What made you want to try Thinlicious? Like, what brought you to Thinlicious? How did you hear about it? How did all of this come about for you?
Okay, so first of all, I follow Ruth Sukup on social media. I subscribe to her newsletter. I get her emails. I am a huge, huge fan of the Living Well Planner, which came out yesterday. There's a brand new one. You guys have to check it out.
There is.
Yeah. So I am a planner. So I love all things about the planner. And I really, she's very inspirational. She has so many amazing books, and the Do It Scared podcast has strengthened me in many other ways. And then when one day she announced, "Hey ladies, I'm going to start a weight loss thing for ladies over 40 years old." And I'm like, I'm going to try this. It's only so much money to get in on it. And there was a special sign up for the 28-day metabolism reset. And I was just like, I can't hurt. Well, I might as well try it. Right. And she's so inspirational in so many ways. So I feel like that alone was a big motivator for me, that I'm so motivated by her in other ways that I just felt like I was off to a good start even before I knew anything about it, which I didn't. In the beginning, I didn't know. I knew a little tidbits that someday you're going to probably have to poke yourself in the finger and check your blood, and you're going to have to count stuff. And I was just like, I'm not going to worry about that right now. I'm just going to trust it. I'm just going to sign up. I'm just going to do it. I'll figure it out along the way.
Yes, so. I feel like that was a huge theme last year when, you know, the brand kicked off and when Ruth launched everything, is that it really spoke to many of us who have been trying for years to get a handle on our health and our weight loss. And I've mentioned it before, it fell into my lap at just the right time. I was ready to get back on, you know, the train, whatever that looked like, whatever program it was. But I cannot say enough about this program, because it worked, and it started to change my health like within the first couple of weeks. And that's when I knew something is so different about this. And I agree with you. I've been following Ruth for years. Let's put the little blurb out there now. But yes, Living Well, Spending Less, if you are not familiar with it, is more of our organizational brand. And they do sell the Living Well, Spending Less planners. They are amazing. I had followed Ruth for years because of those planners. So I am going to put that plug in because we had a brand new planner come out yesterday. So jump on the website today, ladies, check it out, because if you already know, you know, and you're going to want to get one. But if not, look it up, because if you're in need of a planner, they are amazing. And it was a collaboration with Amy Tan, who did the cover. And so it was pretty phenomenal. So be sure to check that out. I want to make sure everybody does. But sorry, back to you, Debbie. Yes, I think that many people resonated with her when this first launched, and her story, you know, pulled at my heartstrings. There were just so many things that I related to, and I had nothing to lose. And I think that that's what brings people here at a certain point, brings you to any program, right? Is when you finally hit that place mentally, physically, whatever it is that you're like, I've got nothing to lose here. Then, you know, it's a little bit easier to even dive right in, and it almost changes your mindset going in as well. What other things had you tried before, and what made this different?
I tried a lot of in-person, diet programs, like where you go to the meetings. I've been in Weight Watchers. I've been in Tops. I've been in, several other programs where you drink their drinks and you take their vitamins or whatever. I've tried all those. And with this, there was nothing to buy. There was nothing to buy. There was just learn how to do it right. There was no take our magic pill and you're going to look amazing. It was nothing like that. And I was just like, well, I trusted Ruth in the beginning from day one. And that served me well, because I just let go of all my apprehensions about anything. And I just was like, well, I'm here to learn, and I'm going to soak it up, and I'm going to use what works for me, and I'm going to let go of whatever doesn't. So
agreed.
I need programs where you go to the meetings, and I feel like for me, tracking my food is a huge thing. If I don't track my food, I can promise you I'm going to have a weight gain that week. If I track my food, I will probably have a loss or stay the same, but I won't have a gain, because sometimes I put it in ahead of time. I put it in my Living Well planner. I do my meal planning in there. I have my grocery list in there. I use the sticky notes to motivate myself of what I am going to do this week different and what I'm going to add. And so that, honestly, I know that sounds a little corny, like trying to tote that, but that really made a difference for me. And then one day I wrote it in, and I like to use erasable ink or pencil, but I wrote it in ink that I was going to lose 25 pounds. And I had a lot more than 25 pounds to lose, but setting a goal is tough when you don't believe in yourself and you don't think you can really do it. So and that's where I was. I didn't think I trusted in Ruth, and I knew she was going to show me something cool, but honestly, I didn't know if I could do it.
Yeah. I think one of the biggest things that I've learned in this, and I went into it with a different mental game than I had other programs, because I think I finally was in this place, like, I've got to dig deeper. I've got to figure out my own patterns, you know, what is going on that I can't, you know, manage to get past this. But what I found in this program is, because I never understood the science behind what my body needed and what was going on, and that like took this to a whole different level. So I know people like, you know, worry about, oh my gosh, low carb and, you know, going keto and having to do, you know, this macro, tracking and testing for your glucose and things like that. And it can feel a little overwhelming in the very beginning, but I'm telling you right now, when you start to understand it, it shifts your mentality. It really, you can't unlearn this. We say it all the time. You cannot unlearn this stuff now knowing what how my body actually functions, and what it will do if I don't fuel it properly, and what it will do when I can. And then all of the benefits that come from that. It's not just weight. It is all the health benefits. And you know, we're pushing a lot of content on the blog, but I was just proofing something yesterday about that, you know, that Ruth wrote about mental health and gut health. And it's a big deal. And I personally feel like I've experienced that in my transformation and in my change, just the mental clarity that has come with fueling myself differently. There's so many bonuses to staying the course in these programs. So, okay, what were you hoping to achieve going into this? You mentioned like you set an initial goal of 25 pounds. Was that it? Or was there anything else that you were thinking, you know?
No, I needed to lose a lot of weight. I was at my highest point ever. And there was a number that I stopped getting at the scale on the scale after that number. So I know I was higher, but I knew that I probably had about 100 or more pounds to lose. And I thought, well, if I can lose 25 pounds, I could probably do more. Let's just see. I'm not going to get ahead of myself. I'm just going to, if I can do 25 pounds, I'll feel pretty darn good about that. And honestly, the first 25 pounds came off during that 28-day reset. And I was like, what the heck? This is working. I cannot believe it. Things are... And I started feeling good. I just started feeling so good. And my kids are, my children, I call them kids, but they're adults. They're in their 20s. And they're like, did you notice mom's always in a good mood all the time now? And they're like, what's going on, mom? You're always in a good mood. And I said, oh my God, I just feel so good. I'm not in pain anymore. And
well, and that's just in the beginning, right? So we're going to talk about your results here in a minute because they are phenomenal. But that's what I'm talking about is the clarity that came, the mood balance. You know, like there's a big thing about our hormonal imbalances when we are fueling ourselves with the carbs and the sugars. And I felt that very quickly and the inflammation very quickly. During my first 4 weeks, that's what I started to notice first. I was losing weight, but... It was feeling better. It was not, I wasn't frustrated as much. I wasn't angry at just the world because of where I was at. Like those things started to come too. And then it continues like to like this domino effect on your mindset and everything going. And then as you start to physically see the changes, you know, feeling better, feeling like you can move around and do things differently or just not have those aches and pains. I mean, that's what clicked with me. And I had never experienced that in a program before. And I'm assuming you probably hadn't either.
No, I agree 100%. That was something completely new to me in my whole life. I had never had that type of change in my life ever before. So I was just feeling so dang good. I wanted to keep going. So then when they announced that you can join the Thin Adapted System, the TAS program, I was like, I don't know. I still hadn't bought the Keto Mojo. I was like, and it didn't take me long to say, you know, this is worth it. I can't believe how good I feel after just 1 month. I have to keep going. This is good. I want to live this way. I love the food. The food is good. I'm never hungry. I'm not depriving myself where other diets you count, you know, and you have to be super careful of everything. And with this, it's just so satisfying. And I don't feel like it's not a diet. I would say I don't feel like it's a diet because it's not. It's just a healthy way of eating. And
yeah.
My goodness. I just am so grateful to have these changes in my life because I was so, I don't want to say socially awkward. I didn't want to be in social situations. I didn't want to, I don't have anything that fits me and my boobs are popping out of my bra and everything's tight and I don't want to go to that thing. It's too far to walk and I don't have a good lawn chair or whatever. And it's like, so many things, you know, just, like you said, it's in your head and I don't have it anymore. I fit in a regular lawn chair now.
No, I love hearing that. And it is such a, I mean, we talk about it a lot, but it's sad that we can get to those places where we truly don't feel like we can live our lives the way we would want to because of our health because of our weight, because of how we feel about ourselves. And I think that is one of the biggest things that I love seeing is the transformations. I know how much it changed my transformation, just, you know, in my own life, let alone I get to be here and I get to do these interviews with others, but it's a big part of it. And it is so empowering to see this program changing people's lives this way, because we do have a lot of life left, right? There are so many, you know, years ahead of us, and they can be really good years. I've mentioned it before. I feel better now than I ever did in my 20s, 30s, because I'm not fueling my body with these things. So I can't say enough about TAS as well. I know it really has made a difference in so many lives, and, you know, going the full program and understanding all of the phases that go through with it. But I had that same moment last year where I was like, do I invest? Do I take this leap and pay for this? And I turned to my husband and I was like, this is working. And you know what? For the first time in my life, I need this. Like, I need to invest in myself. And he was like, do it. He didn't care. He was like, if it makes you happy, if this is what's working for you, then we will make this work. We'll do it. And it has been the best investment that I have ever, you know, ever made. And I hear that with you as well. And I know it has been for others. So, it's just amazing. Okay. You had your goals going in, and you know what, I'm just trying to think of how I want to work. Like, was there anything you were worried about? It doesn't sound like there was much, because, you know, you trusted Ruth and you trusted, you know, just the idea of going into it. But was there anything else that maybe you hesitated about?
I wasn't sure I wanted to jump in 100% on the, do I need to buy that machine where you poke your finger and do all that? But the more I learned, the more I was like, yeah, I'm doing that. It's not going to hurt. I was a little scared at first. I'm not going to lie. I was like,
well, let's talk about that for a second. Cause there's people that come into it and they're like, I'm not going to spend the money on the meter. I'm not going to do that. And it's okay. It's okay to get started that way. The big thing that we talk about is start incorporating the food, start changing what you're eating and tracking your food, because it is very important. But talk to me about at what point did you decide, you know what, I am ready to take that next step and I want to have that data and understand, you know, how this can work for me.
Yeah, it was before the 28 days was up. I was just like, Lisa was doing a lot of videos and showing, just explaining a lot of things. And I was like, you know, oh, it's a one-time thing. You pay for it and then you have it. And then you can check your blood forever. But it wasn't just the blood, because I could have gone to a family member and said, hey, I want to know what my blood sugar is. Can you check it for me? It was my thing. It was for me investing in me. It was, and I didn't know it then, but I needed that. I needed that thing that was just for me. So I got the Keto Mojo. I paid the money for an app. I don't do that normally, but I paid the money for the app for Lose It. So I can track my food and, have my macros and all the information. Goodness, everything you need is in that app. Yeah. I wish Delicious would come up with an app. Work on that, team.
believe me, it is on the wish list. To the community, because that is one thing we really do hope to develop one day, so that we can cater that to, you know, our community specifically. So just know it's on the list. One of these days we hope we'll have it, but it's not right around the corner, but it is definitely out there. And I agree, it would be great to have something that is more specific to us in our program, and someday we will. But I'm you and I are similar stories in the beginning, in the sense of, yes, I was all in. I was just like, the more I understood the science and the more I learned about what ketosis was and tracking my glucose and my ketones and how that really factored into watching those numbers and knowing where I was at, knowing that my body was doing what I was working so hard for it to do, so that, I would start to see the weight loss and I would start to see these changes, it made a huge difference for me personally. So I know it's not for everyone, but I will say this, like if you get to that point where you're ready to take that next step because you want that additional data, you want to know for a fact that your body is, you know, in ketosis, that's what that will do for you. It will help you know specifically that you are. And I think most people can attest to it. Once you start using it, it is the meter is very easy. I know I shared it last week when we were talking macros, but if you can overcome that side of it, yeah, it can definitely work for you. Rachel was saying too, same for her. And Rachel started with us last year as well. Best money ever spent. Yes. I mean, I can't say enough about investing in ourselves and, it, yeah. Okay, Debbie, this is the fun part. So tell the community what your results have been to date.
So I don't have an end number. I just have a, I can't believe I lost this much number, and it keeps going. So as of today, I have lost 95 pounds.
I
can't wait to get past 100, but yeah.
That is amazing. That is amazing.
Can't wait till people see my before pictures. And I'll be honest, there are not many before pictures. There are very few before pictures because who wants a picture of you when you're big? I deleted most of them and I didn't want them, but it doesn't lie. It is very obvious. And I did not take the before and after pictures during the 28-day metabolism reset, but I wish I had. I wish I had taken my measurements and I wish I had believed in myself then, but I didn't.
That's such a valid point. I was the same way. And here's something. I am a daughter of a photographer. I grew up having my photo taken. But I hit a certain place in my life too, where I was like, I don't want to be the one, having it, you know, being out there anymore. Or it was always like here, you know, like let's take it up. Don't get my belly. Don't go any, you know, below this. And I think that that says a lot about where we get mentally, that we don't feel confident or comfortable in our skin and we don't want to show that side of it to the world. And Ruth's testimony as well. I mean, it all started with that picture that was shared. And I would say this too. I took pictures during, that first reset more for myself than anybody else. And I would encourage any of you that just started this challenge, take your pictures. It's blowing up in the chat too. Take the pictures. Did everyone hear that? Take the pictures because you're going to want that visual. You're going to want to see the heart, you know, like this can feel like hard work. It can also feel like easy work. So I don't always want to put an emphasis on hard here because it does get easier the more you get into this, but you want to see your efforts. You want to see where you started and where you're going and everything in between. And so it doesn't mean you have to share it with the world, but have it for yourself, right? Have those pictures and those measurements for yourself. Because just like Debbie, I didn't think to do a whole lot of it. And some people get hung up too. They may not see the same results in 4 weeks thinking like, oh, I should have been here. But you, what you do is you keep taking the pictures. And that's what I did. It was like, okay, start here. I saw Rachel was in the chat. Rachel did a phenomenal job. She shared in our TAS group and maybe in the main group too, like her pictures along the way. And just to be able to see that change in yourself and be able to reward yourself for the work you are putting into yourself and investing in yourself.
I rewarded myself for every 25 pounds. I did.
That's amazing. Yeah. Tell us about what did you reward yourself?
With non-food items. My first 25 pounds, I rewarded myself with a fancy bottle of perfume that was something just for me, which
I love it.
I don't normally do things just for me. So that was kind of hard, but I did. I did a fancy bottle of perfume and then my next one was a new purse, a new wristlet. And I think that's when I also got a cute pair of glasses. You know, Lisa wears the cutest glasses. She always has the cutest glasses. This is not my Lisa glasses, but I feel
cute.
I feel cute like Lisa when she wears all her cute stuff when I wear these glasses. But I do have a cute pair like Lisa wears. So that was a big deal I got when I hit 50 pounds. when I hit 75 pounds, I got myself some new earbuds because I was listening to more podcasts and audiobooks and things like that. So that was and they were a little more than I would normally spend on myself, but it was something I could have just for me. And when I looked at that, I felt like it was a reward. And even now I feel like my keto mojo is my thing. I feel like it's my reward that when I use it, it's for me because it motivates me when I know I'm close to ketosis. I'm going to try a little harder. Once I'm in ketosis, dang, I want to stay there, girl. I try harder to stay there. So it's such a valuable tool that I didn't think I needed. And same with those other little treats for myself. I look at them and I feel proud of myself. And
oh, absolutely. You should definitely feel proud of yourself. So tell us too, those are all such fun prizes. I love it. Do you have a prize in mind that you've already slated for yourself when you do hit your 100 mark? And I mean, you're so close. So this could happen soon.
I actually, as most of you women our age probably know, you might have a few hairs on your chin like me. And I keep telling my kids, when I'm old, one of you has to come every day with chin hairs for me. Well, I am considering getting laser hair removal. That is a big one. That is a huge
plus. I love it. And I think that is the funniest thing because I think we all joke with our children or someone that we know because, yes, we all have them. We all get them. And yeah. I think that's the best reward. And you should totally do it. I think it's great. And those are those things that like thinking through what you want. And I love that they are non-food reward. Yeah. We talk about this in TAS a lot. We've talked about rewarding yourself along the way. Every little win along the way, whether it is a scale or a non-scale victory, it really does matter on your journey. And you want to be tracking that, but you deserve to reward yourself for the work you're putting in. I think that's amazing. I love that you touched on that today. And it's so great. I was circling back to some of the photos that people put in here. Yes. You'll forget where you started or you'll feel like you haven't made progress. They are just data. Yes. Think of it that way. You're just logging your data when you take your pictures. Cheryl was saying it's not comfortable to take the picture when you don't feel great, but it is so cool to look back on. I agree. Rachel shared it was very uncomfortable, but I'm so glad I took the pictures. Yes. And then, yeah, everybody's chiming in about your rewards to yourselves. They're awesome. Yes, moms need to reward ourselves. We reward our kids for every little thing. Rachel was saying my rewards have been some new kitchen tools along the way. So kind, like kind of food related. Yes. Yes. I love that. And then you're going to get to a place like, yeah, decide, like maybe it is a new outfit. Maybe it is, you know, just something, but I highly encourage that too. Keep your motivation going because you have that reward to look forward to. But definitely reward yourself along the way. I think it's amazing. Okay. Gosh. I loved hearing your results today. Cause I don't know that we've had some people close. I haven't heard anyone else that's hit the official 100, pound mark that has been working towards that goal. But I know we have several that are close and that are seeking that goal. So I can't wait to hear when you do. I can't wait to hear in the Facebook group when others do. And I just want to remind people that like, this has only been a year. Debbie's been doing this program a year. And that's why I say it all the time. Think about where you can be 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, a year from now, if you start right now and you stay the course based on where or what your journey looks like. It doesn't, you know, and that's why we share in here, there are people at all different levels. You know, you may have only 10 to 15 pounds to lose. You may have 20 to 30, 50 above, like everyone has different journeys. And so your journeys are going to look different, but staying the course, no matter what that looks like for you in these programs, by shifting your lifestyle and your mindset, you can get there. And I highly believe in all of you because I know that it can work. And Debbie is living proof here as well, that putting in the work can pay off. So, okay. Have any of your goals, like you said, you want to hit the 100 mark. You say you don't really have a number in mind, but what does it look like for you on the other side? What does maintenance look like for you specifically? What are you looking forward to? And I guess just what does it mean? Is it health? Is it, you know, I don't know, like just share with us what that means to you.
I definitely want to stay in this mindset. I'm going to eat like this forever. I don't want to ever go back to sugary cereal and chips and dip. And that's done. I'm done with that. I don't buy the, I'll say this, I don't want to discourage anyone, but I don't buy any of the sugar substitutes, no matter what they are. Sugar's done. I'm done with it. When I first started this, my husband was asking me questions about it, and he was asking me questions like, well, what's it called? What's the diet you're doing now? You know? And I said, well, I could say it's delicious, but he wouldn't have a clue what that means. So I said, I'm doing the no BS diet. All BS is out of my life. And he was like, well, what is that? I said, bread and sugar. I'm done with it. I'm just done. I made up my mind. I'm no more BS in my life. I'm done with it.
And I have never heard this. I love it. I think that is so great. I am positive we're going to see that in the takeaways today. That is such a great way of looking at this. How fun.
And it's just a mindset. I made up my mind. I'm not doing sugar anymore. I'm not doing bread. I'm not having that anymore. And I don't need it. I never needed it. I when I got to a place of around 75 pounds, it was starting to get a little tougher. My ketosis was, sometimes I was there, sometimes I wasn't. So then I went back and I listened to the lessons over again, because now I had those fancy headphones I could listen to them with. But I went back and I listened, and new things applied to me at this point that I didn't pay attention to earlier. So it was so valuable to be able to go back and get that information. And I did that a lot. And I would watch the videos and Dr. Edie and Ruth and Lisa and you. And it was just very helpful to grab little bits of information all the time and take that with me throughout my day, that I don't need that. And then I went around 75 pounds is when I'm like, okay, this fasting thing, what is this about? So then I got a few books and I read the books, and it's like, okay, intermittent fasting, that's not a hard thing. It's just picking your hours you're going to eat between. So then I decided I'm going to try. I'll only eat from noon until 8 p.m. That doesn't sound hard, right? Holy cats, people, that works. Oh my God, goodness. I've never been a breakfast person to start with. So being able to have permission to skip breakfast, because it's the most important meal of the day, you know.
Right?
It's not. You can go without breakfast. I have coffee. I was a heavy coffee drinker before, with all the things and the caramel and the whipped cream and all the add-ons. I went cold turkey to black. I am a black coffee drinker now, and I love it.
Good for you. I still can't go, straight black coffee. I love my heavy cream and some cinnamon, yep. But even that has like completely changed. Cause I used to do, oh gosh. Yeah. International Delight.
Yes.
Sweet cream.
Yep.
We would go through a bottle of that a week, like the big bottles sometimes. And that was like the first thing that I was like, oh wow, am I going to be able to do this? But you know what? Your body acclimates, your palate changes. Yes. There's so many things that you don't crave anymore when you're fueling your body this way. And it's seeking out the healthy fats for fuel instead of those carbs. And it just makes such a difference in how you do this. I love the date. Like, I'll have to share too. So Debbie, well, let's touch on the TAS lessons first. For those of you that are in VIP, you're starting to understand that in the courses, you get all this, you know, you get our full program that has 12 comprehensive lessons. So the 28-day reset is just one phase of our program, right? And so moving into TAS, you learn the transition to phase two if you have a longer journey and you may be looking to lose more weight. Like, there's a balance here of like what your needs may be. And that's why we say these are flexible. But those lessons are gold. And we dive deeper. We dive deeper into mindset. We dive deeper into the science, into, you know, your glucose, your ketones, you know, what your body's doing. We just talk a lot in those, you know, Ruth and Edie really summed them up really well. And being able to circle back and listen to them. We're currently, we just started this quarter in TAS doing lesson reviews. And so it gives everyone who's in VIP and those already in our TAS program an opportunity to go back to a lesson every week, listen to that lesson, and then bring your questions. Because you're right, you learn something new every time you go back and you listen that maybe you missed the first time that could be a, like a key factor in, you know, where you're at. And it brings me to the subject of plateaus and, you know, hitting places where your weight, you may see, especially if you're on a longer journey, you may hit some places where you're not seeing, you know, your weight move, but your body is healing from the inside. There's still a lot of changes taking place. And talk to me about that. Did you hit any plateaus along your journey? And what did you do to overcome that? Like you said, listening to some of these lessons and the intermittent fasting, was there anything else that you incorporated that helped?
There was, because there came a point when I was, so I have a day job of, I have lots of jobs. One of my jobs is my family owns a landscaping company and I work in the office, and I'm in the office in our off season. I'm in there mostly by myself, or I'm working in the greenhouse or whatever. But there are days, there were days when I was overcome with so much energy. That was new. I never had that in my life before. I just was overcome with so much energy and positive vibes. I just was feeling so good that I was in the office by myself, and I still do it to this day when nobody's looking. And I crank the tunes and I just have the music on blast as loud as I can. And I just have to dance around because I have so much energy, and I'm just like, whew, that feels so dang good.
I love that. That is so great. And I love that you were.
And I didn't have time to do a workout or anything at work. And my dirty little secret is I have not exercised very much. And I need to. I will. I'm going to get better at it. But I didn't hardly exercise. I will. I have. And I will continue. But the amount of weight I've lost compared to how much exercise I've done is hardly any.
But that's so, okay, right? We talk about that. The biggest part of this is fueling your body first and making sure that you are eating the right foods. And then you start to get to a place where once that is, that transition is taking place and you have that energy, right? You have that energy you want to burn as well. I mean, that's part of it. You can start to incorporate fitness at whatever level. I think that's the biggest thing I took away in the beginning is that Ruth said, don't try to do all of this at once. You know, we set ourselves up to fail when we are all like, okay, we're going to do the eating and we're going to do the fitness and we're going to do this and this and this, and trying to like cram all of that in thinking that that's the only way we're going to achieve our goals. And you can't do that. Most people will set themselves up for failure there because you're trying too hard and you're continuing to stress yourself out because maybe you're not hitting this and you're not hitting that goal. So I say this to most people who are just starting out, focus on the food first, focus on the food, understand what fitness to incorporate when you're ready to incorporate it. And then start out slow. We talked about that on Friday with Mark, like start out at a level and a pace that actually makes sense to you because you shouldn't be hurting yourself. But I think that's great because it shows the community, change what you're eating, change what you're doing. Cause Debbie's already lost 95 pounds doing that. And the energy is going to come. And I would say you are incorporating fitness. You're having dance parties, which is the most fun. Yes. I love it. I love it. Well, we are getting close to the end of the hour, and I want to make sure I answer any, you know, we have any questions as well. So if you have any specific questions, throw those into Q&A. But Debbie, what advice would you give to someone who is just starting their Thinlicious journey?
Gosh, just trust it. Gobble up the information and soak up all that information. They're so generous with their time and all the lessons. I mean, it's so valuable to just learn the things and trust it and try it. You will. I remember a time when someone said, this isn't going to work. It's going to be, you're going to be unhealthy and your cholesterol is going to go sky high. No, my numbers are, everything's perfect. My doctor is all on board with this. Keep doing whatever you're doing. It's going great. The results I have had might not be typical, but I was bigger than a lot of people. I was bigger, I was my highest, but trust it, try it. Oh my gosh, don't give up on yourself. It's so worth it. It is so amazing. I never dreamed I could feel this good all the time. And when I walk past the mirror and I'm like, you look good today. And I've never done that in my life. So
yes. Yeah. Oh, the confidence that comes along with just regaining control of your health, I think has been one of the best things that I see in people. I know I feel that way. I see it every day when we talk in TAS, even when people are having those moments or they're down on themselves and we find that encouragement to bring them back up, man, they may come back a week or two later and they are pumped and they are ready to go. And I would also say this to the community. We know that we have people who come back, who circle back, who maybe in the beginning it didn't work for them or they weren't in a place for it to stick. You know, I do encourage you, if you just started now, try to make it stick. Like, try to give yourself enough time, commit to yourself enough that you see whether or not you're actually seeing results. And it doesn't just, it's not just weight. It is, you know, if you have inflammation or exhaustion or there are some other health issues, are those starting to improve? Because that, like that alone, if that is changing your life, the weight will come. It all works together, but it works at its own pace for your body, because it is unique to you. So, but I love that. Any other like tips or tricks that, you know, you do specifically for you that you want to share with the community that, you know, may be helpful?
Get that planner, do the things, do all the things. You'll reward yourself. I mean, this is the best thing I ever did for myself. And I am just a regular person. I'm nobody special. I didn't think I could do this, but I stuck with it. And then people weren't really noticing in the beginning, but I did. I felt amazing. And then when now people are noticing me going, oh, what did Debbie do? Oh my goodness. What's going on with Debbie? She looks good, so she can't be sick. What's going on? And my husband notices all the right things. It's all wonderful love life. Things are both great. Yeah. It's so much more than just the weight. It's so much more.
Yes. Thank you for that. I mean, I agree. And I think that, you know, if once again, we're going to say it, like, if you stay the course, it can improve so many areas of your life, relationships, all of that. It's huge. So, I love that. Okay. Well, let's answer some questions before we have to wrap things up. And I will say this too. I had a lot of fun because I just happened to be on an accountability call with Debbie and I don't know, like you had popped in. It was like one of the first ones you'd been able to get to in a while. And this was only, I don't know, month, 6 weeks ago that Debbie was like, we're just talking. I'm like, how are things going? I don't think we had ever engaged before. And she's like, she shared with the community that she'd lost 90 pounds and I was blown away. I was like, when did you start and where did you come from? Because I think that's part of this too. And I absolutely respect people's privacy in these journeys, you know, on their own, but it is so incredibly amazing to hear from people who have been on their journeys, who have been staying the course, who may not be sharing a lot in the Facebook group, but this is working for them. When you guys come out of the woodwork and you start sharing your stories because something has shifted, something has changed for you and you're now ready to share your success. And we're so happy to have you on today because of that, because if I had not had that call with you, I would not have even known that you were out there and that you have had, you know, that you have been working at this and that you have reached what you're reaching. So to be able to do that today and share your story with others, thank you so much for being here. It's been incredible.
Can I say one more quick thing? Yeah, Now at our house, we have meal planning days where I invite my kids and their girlfriends and my brother and my sister and the in-laws and we all bring a certain thing and we set up around a giant table and we all have our little containers and we make our salads for the week. And we each bring a different topic.
Oh, and so
more and more people are getting on board with this. I think more, the more people who see me and see how my attitude has changed and how I feel about myself, it's contagious. So they're all asking, oh, can you have this in there? What if we, could I add this? And I'm like, well, I would skip that, but you can add this instead. So
I love that. That's so great. You're coming together doing that. I love that idea. I think that's a great thing to throw out in the community. And if you have that, you know, start doing those meal prep sessions, as a family or with small groups. I think that's amazing. That's so great. Debbie, thank you again for joining us today and sharing your success. It's so inspiring to everyone here. And we really, really loved the opportunity to talk to you.
All right, guys, that brings us to the end of today's episode. I will be back next Monday with another brand new episode where we are going to take a deep dive into one of my very favorite topics, overcoming resistance and fear, and specifically how that fear comes into play when we're talking about health and weight loss. And if you are a fan of Do It Scared, if you have read that book, Do It Scared, and you're a fan of the fear archetypes, I'm telling you right now, you're going to love this episode. And if you've never heard of the fear archetypes, well, then hopefully you'll also love this episode. Maybe it'll just blow your mind. But in the meantime, it would mean so much to me if you are enjoying this content to subscribe or follow the podcast on iTunes or Spotify or wherever you like to listen. And not only that, if you know anyone else who would find this content useful, who would be inspired by Debbie's story, then please, please, please be sure to share it. You can send them a text with the link or share it on social or share it by email or just shout it from the rooftops. And then finally, I do want to say also, because this podcast is still pretty new, we've only been broadcasting for a few months, your reviews on iTunes are actually a huge deal. iTunes, Spotify, wherever you like to listen. If you could leave a review, that would be absolutely amazing. Then be sure to take a screenshot and send it to us at hello@thinlicious.com. We are still choosing listeners at random every week to win a whole bunch of fabulous prizes, including magic protein bars, t-shirts, so many cool things. So definitely, definitely do a review and send us the screenshot. And then, of course, if you have any questions or if you have any ideas for future episodes or just want to connect, please feel free to shoot me an email at hello@thinlicious.com. I love hearing back from you. And then I will see you back here very soon for our next episode. That's all for now. I'll see you soon.